And we're live.
All right. Hello, buddy.
Hi. How you doing today?
We got big news in the Who's Right podcast LLC
yeah?
world.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah. I'm assuming you're talking about our new sponsor.
No.
Oh. Then no.
The first thing on the board.
Oh, that one too. The sponsor was bigger news, I thought, but maybe this will be good. This will be good.
So I finally traveled. Oh, wait a minute. You traveled. I forgot.
I traveled.
You
I
forgot finally too, traveled. Didn't you?
Yes, I did. I finally traveled and got us a P.O. box. I had to travel far enough away from home so nobody would know where I'm at.
Yeah, anyway. So the P.O. box, which oddly enough is sized just big enough for a big Lego box.
Uh-huh. Or a Switch.
It is P.O. box 114, Harper, Kansas, 67058.
Uh-huh. It was a long trip, but it was worth it.
So I think I just need to be open about this.
Okay.
If you come and hang out at the Harper post office, you are within 60 miles of me at all times.
Awesome. How many people are you going to think are just going to hang out and wait for you to pick up the mail? I mean, well, wait for me to pick up the mail.
So I can tell you, I am going to alternate. I've got to drive two towns over to this fucking box. I'm going to alternate which days that I do that on. So I don't want anybody fucking monitoring my motions.
They're going to anyways. They're going to post somebody there in like one of the milk vans or whatever. It's like,
you know, what's going to happen is one of the days that I make it over there to check, it is going to be the same time that the local high school football mascot team shows up there, or the mascot.
You're going to freak out.
I'm going to think there's a fucking furry stalking me.
So if you get arrested, I know why. Beating up a local mascot. Oh, God.
Well, you know what would be even better than that is, because I think the local football team is the Rocky Raccoons or something. But
Moose and Squirrel.
How funny would it be if I walk up to the mascot standing outside the post office thinking that it's Fritzy?
Like, hey, buddy, and give him a big hug.
Reach down and grab his dick.
Then you really are going to jail. Oh, shit. All right. Anyway, yeah. So there you go.
I don't want to have to talk about this again.
Okay.
So where should we just put it on the website, like under contact us or something?
Yeah. And I think we should start the show talking about it every single week and then end the show talking about it, and then interrupt the show right in the middle. We need to give out this address until we get cool shit.
No, why don't we just say we're sponsored by our P.O. box?
Even better. All right. So here's our newest sponsor. If you want to help us out and support this sponsor, send them free shit.
Send them Legos.
Genius. God, you are like a business genius.
Okay, so.
Why don't you give the address one more time?
P.O. Box 114, Harper, Kansas, 67058.
All right.
So, I am guessing that within a week's time from right now, I will have somebody else's feces in my hand.
Now you will. Now that you said that, it's like you're asking for it.
Okay, so if I was to say, please don't send me poop, you think that's going to deter anybody?
No. No, please, with the wink, please don't send me poop. Oh, God. What I want is somebody to piss in an envelope, just an empty envelope, piss in it and let it dry, and then just mail you an empty envelope that they pissed in.
Why would you fucking
tell me that's not funny?
That's not funny.
I'm the one that has to check the motherfucker.
All right. Anyway, thank you Thank you, P.O. Box, for sponsoring this episode.
Thanks, big P.O. Box.
It's the only sponsor that we've had to pay $40 for 6 months.
Worth it.
Okay. So I pulled a screenshot out of our Discord, and I thought it could make for either an interesting conversation or at the very least a t-shirt design that somebody can come up with.
All right.
So you're familiar with Luke Duduk, right?
Yes.
Okay. So he asked, can we create our own security company, the Who's Right Safety Squad? Maybe the Who's Right SS, just to abbreviate it a little.
We're in a safe space. Ink's expensive.
But it got me thinking, like, so if we just flush the whole Navy thing down the toilet.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'll let you finish.
And we become the Who's Right Safety Squad.
Is that better?
Yeah, because then all of our shirts can have SSCs.
I like having a Navy. We haven't talked about it in like 3 years, but I like having a Navy. I like the idea that our the people that listen to our show are seamen. You know what I mean? And they get to be enlisted and all that. We never do anything with it. We never talk about it, but in the back of my mind, I like it.
Okay, so then
what would be the job in a safety squad that would be funny?
Okay, so then maybe we just make the safety squad part of the Who's Right Navy.
Yeah.
So it's the Who's Right Navy Safety Squad.
Special Forces.
That's not SS.
Special Forces Safety Squad. Just for SS for short. Right. Does that make sense? The F and the other
the
S's
F is silent.
Right. The F and the other S's are silent.
Anyway, I thought it was a great fucking idea.
Oh, yeah. I love it. I think it'd be awesome. You can be a special branch of our military, the safety squad for the Who's Right Navy. But you have to get the SS tattoo.
Okay. There. We got all that shit out of the way.
All right.
So we were having a conversation before. We never got around to setting up the show, so it's just garbage from here on out.
It's
going to
be free-flowing today. No problem. A little less structured.
So I've got six stories here to pick from.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking, you know, based on our conversation, let's maybe do a couple Dear Flabbies, get them out of the way.
Sure.
And then
we got to catch up.
We're never going to catch up.
You're not supposed to say it like that. You're supposed to stay positive. Keep the optimism level up.
Okay. Yeah. Keep them coming in because we're running short.
Right.
All right. This one's from August 16th.
All right.
Dear Flabby and Useless. It could go either way.
That's what I was just thinking. I was thinking of a way that I could spin it where I'm not useless.
I had a guy and a girl over the other day. I was making out with the girl after she was sucking his dick. I could taste the sweat of a 22-year-old man on her lips. Mm-hmm. Is that gay?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, definitely. If you know what the sweat of a 22-year-old man tastes like. Right?
No.
No?
He's assuming that he was tasting 22-year-old man sweat. Because she was just in his mouth.
Yeah. How would you know what 22-year-old man sweat tastes like?
What?
What? How would you know?
What?
Maybe I'm confused. The guy was tasting man sweat. Right?
He kissed her.
Yes.
Okay. She sucked the 22-year-old's dick.
Yes.
Then he kissed her.
Yes.
And I'm assuming that the kiss from her tasted different pre-dick sucking than post-dick sucking.
You're like reading too much into this.
Like more salty.
Tastes like semen to me, right? So you're reading too much into it. How does the guy... So the guy tasted salty man on this chick's lips. How does he know what salty man tastes like?
If I'm kissing you.
Nope. I mean, okay.
And then you turn around and you suck an 80-year-old man's dick.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go back to kissing me and your kiss tastes different.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know what 80-year-old man dick tastes like.
It's okay.
So then I would have to go and write a podcast and ask them if that's gay. That's where we're at in this.
I'm sticking with my answer. Yes, it's gay.
It's
if
not
you've
gay.
Tasted, how is it? How?
If he's kissing a girl, there's nothing gay about that.
I'm kissing this girl, tastes like man, gay. Just gay. I don't understand how that's not gay.
Okay, so if your wife runs to the grocery store and she sucks a dick on the checkout line and then comes home and gives you a kiss, that makes you gay? It's the same thing.
It's no, it's not. We're married. Yes, it is. It's different. It's totally different. Okay, do I know the guy?
Which one will give you closest to my answer?
Is the guy white or black?
Mexican.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, then she's not, it's not gay. She was raped.
Right. Oh my God. So you don't think this dude, you don't think this is gay at all? No, no problem.
No, it. Okay. When you're with a girl. Just because she was with somebody else previously doesn't make you gay for you fucking with her. It just so happens that that window of time was really, really, really short.
That's my point. If the time limit is there's a certain time, you know what I mean?
What's that time?
You have to brush your teeth like 12 times. Otherwise, gay.
You're wrong.
So like at least 4 weeks.
You guys really stretch toothpaste out at your house, don't you?
We can't afford toothpaste. It's expensive shit, man.
Okay, so the official answer from us is not gay.
No, the official answer is maybe. Anytime there's a dispute, it's maybe. Dude, you might be gay. I don't know.
All right. That's the only one that I previewed. So right. We can keep going with them if you want to do a couple more.
Yeah, let's try one more and see how it goes. If it goes good, we'll keep going. If not, no.
Okay. Okay, yes. Good idea.
All right.
I'm going to start reading.
Okay. All right.
The very next Dear Flabby.
Okay.
If it turns to dog shit, we're done with this segment until the next time we go to it.
Right.
So if you fuck up and you send us some bullshit copy pasta and you're the reason.
It's on you. And we're going to dox the shit out of you.
No. Why would you say that?
I don't know. Because I thought it was funny. Why would I say anything I say?
All right. Dear Flabby, longtime listener, first time flabber. I just recently started dating a girl and things are going great. My girlfriend has a sister, though, who recently transitioned into a man. Last week, her quote-unquote brother came over and straddled me and started rubbing his man vagina on me. He still has tits, and he had me grab them as he rode my dick dry-humping me. Am I gay?
No, I don't think so.
What?
No, no. I mean, it's not like you kissed a guy after, or I kissed a girl after she sucked cock.
It's not comparative.
Everything is comparative. There's a line. So it all depends on if you got off, if he looks.
So now
like,
you have to come for it to be gay.
Yeah, three times. So now, so it all depends on if your cock got hard while this dude was rubbing all up on you, and if he looked like a guy, did he start taking hormones? Did he grow a beard? Like. There's a lot of unanswered questions. If it looked like if it was just
you
some
are
chick,
so fucked in the head.
If it's just some chick to put on a pair of jeans and a pair of cowboy boots, no, that's not gay.
Cowboy boots? What the fuck is wrong?
I don't know. I was trying to think something manly. I don't fucking know.
If she's carrying around a socket set, then you're gay.
Right. Do you want me to change the battery on your car for you, ma'am?
Okay. My girlfriend has a sister, though, who recently transitioned into a man last week. So, yeah, what does that mean, recently transitioned? Because that could be a week ago she came out of her pink room wearing a pink nightie saying, I'm now a man, call me Bart.
Right. Call me Bart. That'd be horrible. Yes. So there's a huge, like, range of just transitioned. If she just transitioned and she's like, been taking hormones for however long it takes to grow a fucking beard and grow your clit out, whatever happens to you, then yeah, dude, you're gay.
I don't even think just transitioned is possible because it takes to fully transition. okay, you have to start taking hormone. Mm-hmm. First, you have to go through therapy. Then you have to get approval from insurance. Then you got to take hormone. Mm-hmm. Then you got to cut your dick off. Mm-hmm. Then you got to get a mastectomy. Uh-huh. Right? So, I mean, there's a whole bunch of things that happen. It's not, it's like, I just went to the store. It's like, you know, it.
Yeah. So you're not, you're saying that. So, okay. So with what you're saying, then no, the dude's not gay. If it was just last week or whatever, no, you're straight. You're straight as fuck, dude. You're cool.
Okay. I agree. Okay. So am I gay? No.
No. No, you're
Should
cool.
I tell my girlfriend that her brother tried having me fuck his pussy?
Yep. You should say it just like that, too. So just sit her down. Sorry, man. Your brother wanted me to fuck his pussy.
I don't. No. No, well, keep that to yourself.
Why?
Because then you won't be able to do it again.
What if the sister's into it? And she wants, you know, that's the real devil's three-way, isn't it?
That'd be a foursome with three people.
Right. You could take it out of her, his, you could take it out of his pussy, put it in his ass, and it's like two different people. It's gay when you put it in his ass, but it's straight when you put it in his pussy.
Okay, so it's risk versus reward. Mm-hmm. If you want to try to bring your girlfriend into the thing with her sister brother, then the only way to do that is by being open. Mm-hmm. But you take the chance of never being able to get your dick sucked by her sister brother again.
Or the sister, or the original sister.
Yeah, the original sister or the new sister brother.
Yeah, right. Damn. That's a rough decision.
Well, that was 2 months ago. Let us know what happened.
I think that you should just slowly try to just bring up, like, not directly, but just kind of bring it up in conversation. So what would you think if your brother was a man? That'd be crazy, huh? And then, like, a couple weeks what? Later, just, or your sister was a man.
You don't think that she knows that she transitioned?
I don't know. I don't fucking know where we're at here.
All right.
I'm saying just bring it up gradually. You know what I mean?
No, like, do you ever, like, when you're sitting there watching The Notebook or whatever, and you just put your arm around her, you know,
right.
And then you say, you ever think about sucking your sister's dick?
When she gets one. Yeah, that's a good idea.
I bet your brother has a real nice looking pussy.
Sounds like some like Jerry Springer shit, like trailer trash Jerry Springer shit. Speaking of Jerry Springer trailer trash shit, I got into an argument with a family member of mine. I wasn't sure if I was going to talk about it, but fuck it.
Which part of this is the trailer trash?
So a family member of mine told me that I actually told somebody else in my family that I'm racist because I don't. He was going on about white privilege and how I need to acknowledge my white privilege and all white people are bad because all we ever do is enslave other people and kill Indians. And that's all any white person has ever done is enslave black people and kill Indians. And he said that what reminded me of that is he said something to the effect of, I hate white trash more than anything in the world because you were born white. How are you poor? How are you white trash? How can you not make it in the white man's world?
God, he's really bought in, huh?
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Can we get him on?
Not going to happen. There was a lot of yelling and screaming going on. And he said something about...
Wait, where was this at?
At his house with my kids were sitting right there and we were yelling and screaming at each other about white privilege. And he said something to the effect of how the fuck did the conversation go? He said something about we slaughtered Indians. We slaughtered black people. And I said, my kids have never slaughtered anybody. And both my kids started laughing. I thought that was hilarious. I like pointed at my kids like they've never slaughtered anybody. What are you talking about?
I like how you left yourself out of it.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah, I've slaughtered lots of people. As many as I possibly can.
It's weird to me that, like, what kind of fucking family do you have that you're having these types of conversations? It's so weird.
Why? I think it's normal. Families are so fucked now. You know what I mean? Like everything is fractured. You know, you either buy in or you don't, you know, and.
When's the next time you're going to see that relative?
Oh, it'll probably be Thanksgiving, I'm guessing.
Get a MAGA hat before then.
That's funny.
Hey, so I was thinking, do you think there would be any value? I've got a couple friends from, you know, the stories that I've told and shit that I still talk to.
Sure.
I was wondering how it would play out if I brought them on the show and either talked about the stories live or got the stories from their point of view.
In my opinion, I think that'd be super interesting just to see what, like, how they would tell the story, because when you look back on your life, things are different from the different points of view. And it'd be interesting to find out, you know,
yeah, everybody's the star of their own.
Yeah. That's exactly what I mean. Yeah. It would be super interesting to find out, you know, how things played out from their point of view, you know.
My biggest concern with it, because I played all this through in my head, is that they're assholes. And I could see them just like either throwing out my name and phone number or, you know, like, gotcha.
Gotcha. Here's his address. You need a social security number. I say go for it. I mean,
I think I'm going to do it. I don't know when.
Okay, cool.
Can we get that guy that tried sucking your dick on the show? Because I got some questions for him.
No.
Why?
Because I haven't talked to him in, I don't know, 2 years, and I have no interest
in... Let's do a reunion episode.
No.
I've got a surprise for you. It's Anthony's dick.
Oh, God. No, I haven't talked to that guy, and it's been a really long time, and I'm just not interested. Too much drama for me, man. I was just, this whole thing got me so like flustered, because it was like, even people that know me and know for a fact that like, I have nothing against black people. My whole argument is we should treat everybody equal. But when I made that argument, it was like, that argument was met with, why should we treat everybody equal? They haven't been treated equal for so long. They should get a heads up, basically, is the argument. You know what I mean? Like, we should give them more now, because we shouldn't be treating people equal. We should be treating black people better. And I can't wrap my head around that argument.
Yeah, that's because you're racist and closed-minded.
Right. The argument, like, I don't know, 6 months ago was like, everybody should be equal. The argument now is, no. If you treat people equal, that's racist. I don't get it. How did the whole society change that fast?
But that's the thing. Anybody who suggests that black people and white people are treated equally are fucking either ignorant or retarded.
But that's not the argument.
Okay. Do you think that they're treated equally?
No, I don't think so.
Do you think that they're treated better now than they were 100 years ago?
100% yes.
Okay. Do you think they're treated better now than they were 200 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess probably, yeah. I'm assuming.
So the argument is, for the last 400 years, they've been treated so poorly that there was no way for them to have the same things that we have.
Okay.
So the thought is, give them 40 acres and a mule, and then everything will be better, and that they will have what they have missed out on, and now we are all on equal footing. That's the thought.
It's wrong, but I understand.
It's not wrong. It's no different than when I told you this example before. If you imagine me and you sitting down to play Monopoly, and you are not allowed to play, you're not allowed to buy any properties for 40 turns.
Okay.
Each turn representing a year or something. I don't know. Whatever.
Okay.
And then at the end of them 40 turns, after I've ran around and collected all the properties, say, okay, go. Now we're even. There's no way that you are ever going to catch up.
Okay.
You are fucked forever.
Okay. So you're
until you leave your kids and start robbing grocery stores.
Your analogy only works if you're pretending like life is like Monopoly, where like there's rules. We do this, we do this, we do this. Like every single person's life is different. So to throw in arbitrary rules that say if your skin color is this, you get this advantage. Well, what if my skin color is this, but my dad's a doctor? What if I'm black, but my dad's a doctor, and I'm white, and my dad's a fucking bum? Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't take any of that into account. It's just black, bad, white, good. We have to even that out. Stupid. It's a stupid way to look at the world.
I don't understand how what you said, how that addresses what I said, because I agree with what you said, but we're talking.
So what's
outliers?
Yeah. Okay. So what's the line? Like, so for the next, 100 years, black people just get to be better at we just give them more. Like, there's no like, this is the plan that we're going to follow to bring them up. No. It's not that. It's just white people bad, black people good.
Yes.
For the next 50 years. And then we'll see what happens.
So that's a retarded thought that nobody's ever said, right? It's just that there's no plan in place right now. So that's what's happening. If somebody was to take the time to draft out a letter mm-hmm. and a proposal that mm-hmm. said for the next 50 years, mm-hmm. you get 40% off at Walmart.
So it's a stupid idea to think that we can engineer society to like
we engineered society against them.
No, we didn't. What do you mean we did? No, we didn't.
Society was engineered against them.
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Okay, I guess. Yeah.
There's no guess. They were owned. Like they were owned. They Who? Were property.
Who?
Black people. And some Indians.
Okay.
And Chinese. Okay. And Irish people.
Okay. So you're suggesting that we should give Irish people reparations. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm for reparating anybody who has slavery in their
bloodline,
ancestorhood.
Is it the one drop rule that we're going with?
Yeah, fuck it. I mean, you got to put a line somewhere.
Right.
So I honestly don't know how you get to where you get to. I understand some of your logic,
mm-hmm.
you know, because we're sitting here having a stupid conversation about something that I hope to God never happens.
Okay.
But it's going to. There's going to be formal reparations paid by our government.
Right.
And when you start talking about it, like, okay, so is it just if you're darker than me that you get it or whatever?
Right.
Yeah, all of that is fucking nonsense. But the fact of the matter is that black people were held back for at least 8 years.
Okay.
So we have a head start on them. That is a fact.
Okay. But all the way through the 90s, the early 2000s, up until like, I don't know, 5 years ago, I'm not saying that racism gone. It's not. I'm not. That's a stupid thought. But race relations were getting better. To even pretend like they weren't is retarded. It's a terrible thing to do. So race relations were getting better. We were accepting of everybody. Everybody was starting to think, not everybody all the time. You can't make this argument without some asshole saying, so you're saying racism went away? That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying race relations were getting better. We were all starting to kind of understand that the best way to move forward is to just treat people like fucking people. And then all of a sudden, 5 years ago or so, no, we can't do that anymore. Now we have to treat black people better for some reason. I don't understand. It doesn't make sense to me how you can engineer a society and just straight out say we're going to treat black people better and then deal with it if you're not black and then expect everybody just to get on board and be like, cool. That's a stupid thought, but it's stupid.
It's not stupid. It's stupid for you to be against it. If I go to the store, let's say I'm going to buy A thing of big pork rinds. Okay, so let's say I'm going to the store to buy pork rinds.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two price tags on it.
Mm-hmm.
Caucasian, $15.
Mm-hmm.
Black, $12.50.
Okay.
If last week, before them two price tags went up, if they were $15,
mm-hmm.
I don't care. If that's what it takes for us to be better is to give them a 30% break on tax on pork rinds,
what?
Then fucking let them buy the pork rinds. I don't give a fuck. I don't care.
I don't think you know what better means. In this circumstance, I don't think if that's what it takes for us to be better, what does that even mean?
It means, so let's, there's some math that you can do
mm-hmm.
to say to make up for 400 years of oppression,
uh-huh.
you are owed this many pork rinds.
All right.
So in order, we can't afford to give you all those pork rinds at once.
Okay.
But we can give you a discount on your pork rinds mm-hmm. for the next 15 years or whatever.
Okay.
So let's say that you're owed 10 enormous buckets of pork rind.
Okay.
For reparations.
Okay.
And you get 25% discount on each one that you buy. That means every time you buy four, you essentially are getting one for free.
Uh-huh.
So once you buy your 40 buckets of pork rinds, you have been reparated.
Uh-huh.
You're a witness.
Do you think that throughout history women have been treated equally as equal as men?
Of course not. Okay, you can get pork rinds too.
Well, I was gonna say, what's the women discount? And do you think that handicapped people have been treated as equally as non-handicapped people?
It depends what your handicap is.
So what if you lose an arm?
If you're one of those guys that lose an arm and you can still paint and do all that shit.
Okay, what if you lose both arms and both legs?
They can have my share of some pork rinds. I don't care. Like, there's only, what, nine of those people?
So the only, I'm just trying to narrow this down as much as we can. So the only one that's not going to get a discount, the only person that pays full price for anything is who?
The people that have been making money off the backs of the armless for years.
So are you going to pay full price?
Yes.
What?
No.
How much?
No, I won't.
I want to know how much money you've made on the backs of the armless.
I recently come down with obesity. So uh-huh. I'll get a discount for my pork rinds.
I don't see how that helps the problem.
just like if there was a scale in front of the bucket of pork rinds and if, you know, like if they do the thing where they pinch your arm to tell you how fat you are.
Yes.
If that increased my price,
uh-huh.
like the more you weigh, the more shitty food costs.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that too.
So weird. Huh.
Eventually, not right now, but eventually I'm going to be a drain on the taxpayers to keep me alive and all the, you know how many tubes and shit is going to be shoved inside of me?
Those tubes get expensive. I'm trying to figure out what kind of discount I'm going to get. This is all a selfish endeavor. I want to know what my discount's going to be. Or do I have to pay the price so everybody else gets a discount?
Okay, so you're autistic or retarded, whatever, one of the two.
Sweet.
So you get that discount.
Sweet. All right, I'm back in. You won me over. Bong. Jacob Wolf, love you guys, but like not in a gay way. Oh, that's disappointing.
You mean that was sweet?
Yeah, that's what I meant. But I really wanted to see you have sex with him. Oh God. How many, this is a serious question. How many families do you think have like cut off ties with each other because of political views?
14.
Oh, damn. That's a lot. I guess that was not really a serious question. Cause how the fuck would you answer that? But do you think it's a lot? Do you think that a lot of people have cut their parents out of their lives because their parents are Trump supporters or whatever, you know what I mean?
Who are you going to vote this year?
Yeah.
Are you going to vote for one of the candidates? Or are you going to write yourself in?
I'm writing myself in, of course.
All right. So this is, you know, like last time when you did that, I said you were wasting a fucking vote.
Right.
This time, that is the only acceptable answer. There's neither one of those two fuckers that, like, I will not do an anti-Trump vote and vote for Biden.
Fuck no.
And I won't do an anti-Biden vote and vote for Trump.
Fuck no.
Like, there's no way I can get myself to vote for Trump.
It's not happening. There is zero chance that I could vote for Donald Trump. I think he's just as terrible as I did in 2016. But Joe Biden, really? That's the best you got? I mean,
why not vote for the third party candidate?
Because I don't think Joe Jorgensen is good. That was my plan originally, but I think she's not a good candidate. So you don't need my vote.
I thought she was a he. I didn't even know Joe Jorgensen was a woman.
That's so awesome.
So is she better than the other two?
No, not on the issues. Well, possibly, but on a lot of the issues that I care about, no, not really.
Okay. Is there a way that you could finagle this in your brain to where you vote for her mm-hmm. as for the next election? Like if everybody like you voted mm-hmm. for her, mm-hmm. she wouldn't win.
Right.
But at least maybe there could be some momentum going into where at least they can get the third party candidate in the debates and shit.
So normally I would say yes, but this year I've been following this libertarian candidate pretty closely and she fucked it up. The libertarians are going to get less votes this year than they did last year. I would almost guarantee it. She alienated her own party. She fucked up.
I said, how'd she fuck it up?
Oh, sorry. She's pandering for votes to the radical left, basically, which is the exact opposite of who's going to vote libertarian. She's talking about how you need to be, it's not good enough to be against racism. You have to be actively anti-racist.
Oh, fuck. Fuck her.
Right.
So
just that.
Biden, who's probably the most racist person to ever run for fucking presidency. Him and that bad dude, Corn Pop.
Corn Pop.
Fucking retard. God, he's a fucking liar. Uh-huh. He's a, I think that big politics put him in there to ensure that Donald Trump gets it again.
You think so?
There's nothing about him that makes you think that, yeah, this is the guy.
That's the guy.
He doesn't even have an original thought.
You said that he's the most racist, but I don't think that he is. I think that he doesn't care enough either way. He doesn't hold a position strong enough either way to be racist.
He's more racist than David Duke. That's on paper. Hold on, let me write it down so I can, right. I'm not lying.
Put it on paper. It's in the record, man. Oh, God.
I was going to say I had that cutting board for sale on the website, but I mean, Big Cutting Board had the.
Yeah, yeah. I knew what you meant.
So that sold, what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
I just got it shipped like
today,
three business days ago.
Uh-huh.
Well, if you remember, my money was tied up because of the
the yarn industrial complex, right? Yep.
So I got a message from him, yesterday, like, hey, Doug, could you, reach up to Big Cutting Board and find out how long it takes for them to ship these things?
Yep. I'll get back to you. That's so awesome. Oh my God. Whipping into shape, Big Cutting Board. If you're gonna sponsor this show, you need to take care of our listeners.
I'll pass the message along. Let's see. Do we want to do another Dear Flabby?
Sure.
See that this is a
what? Not a good one.
Just reading this makes me want to end the show.
Well, then probably not a good idea.
Okay, I'll skip it.
All right.
Dear Flabby, I'm an Egyptian listening to your podcast from Egypt. Did you ever imagine that some... thanks for the McDonald's. God damn it. I don't want to do.
I didn't get the question. I didn't get the question. I don't know if you realize, but you trailed off a little bit.
I don't care. I don't care.
Thanks for the McDonald's.
I've got to figure out what we're going to talk about next.
Uh-huh.
Proofread this and keep the conversation going with you all at the same time. My thought going into that was, okay, I see the word Egypt. This must be sincere.
Uh-huh.
Let's start into it.
Okay.
Dear Flabby, I am an Egyptian listening to your podcast from Egypt.
Right.
Right then my brain went, no shit, Sherlock. You just said you're a fucking Egyptian, so I know that you're from Egypt.
Okay. And then you trailed off.
Did you ever? So when I'm reading, did you ever? Mm-hmm. I'm reading. I'm also glancing ahead at the next sentence to see if I'm getting bamboozled here with this bullshit.
Okay. Stop doing that. Just read the fucking email word for word. Like, don't read ahead and try to figure out. Just read it and then we'll fucking answer it.
I've been reading the same way my entire life.
So stop.
Dear Flabby, I'm an Egyptian listening to your podcast from Egypt. Did you ever imagine that someone across the planet would be tuning into your podcast? Thanks for the McDonald's.
Why'd you even read that? That was so fucking stupid. Can you proofread these? Why don't you read ahead to try to find out if it's going to be any good or not? Jesus Christ, man. Thanks for listening from Egypt.
Can they send us like a pyramid block or something?
That would be cool. Yes, that would be awesome.
Okay. Hey, Egyptian guy. I want you to send me some sand from Egypt.
Yes, that would be awesome. Hell yeah.
It's coming to me, dickhead.
What would it cost to get sand, to ship sand? But I want you to go to the pyramid and, like, get one of them little archaeologist brushes and dust it off so it looks cool on video. And then send the video, too. Bong. Luke DeDuke, if you were a World War I pilot getting shot down, would you try and steer to safety, risking burning alive, or jumping and enjoying the view? Yes. I would jump, I think. You can steer to safety if you got shot down. I would jump.
Did they even have fucking... Did they have fighter pilots in World War I? I think everything is a fucking trick question. I think these fucking guys are... I'm going to change it because I know I'm almost positive we had pilots in World War II. So that's what I'm changing it to.
But it says WWI.
Right, but I think he's trying to fuck us. I think he's trying to make us look stupid because I don't even think that they had fighter pilots in World War I.
It was all ground warfare. There wasn't really a World War I. That's fake news.
All right. Oh, I'm looking it up. At the start of the First World War, aircraft like the BE-2 were primarily used for reconnaissance. Due to the static nature of trench warfare, aircraft... Okay, so they had airplanes, so... All right, we'll continue with the question.
So are you jumping out or are you going down with the plane?
Would you try and steer to safety, risking burning alive, or jumping and enjoying the view? It depends where I was at. If I'm, like, right above the enemy territory... Then I would try to steer to safety. So at least
the Viet Cong. I'm jumping out. I'm going to kill some Viet Cong on my way out.
Where were we fighting the Viet Cong in World War I? Or are you just going to go look for them after you land?
Yes and yes.
Okay, so if you get
nobody's
going
to make me look stupid.
I'm going to find Charlie. What are you talking about? All right. Yeah. See, I need more facts for this question. If I'm right above a bunker, I'm sure they had bunkers then, right?
Yeah.
If I'm right above a bunker and there's 40 Chinese guys in the middle of Russia with their rifles pointed up at me, I'm not jumping out there. I'm going to try to steer for safety.
Right in the middle of the Russian rice paddies.
But if it happens to be like if I'm over the blue seas in the Bahamas and I get shot down, then I'm like, well, this looks like a good place to jump.
I'm going to get a drink, sit by the pool for a while.
God, I guess I have Long Island iced tea down there.
Nobody's going to make me look stupid. I love history questions. Oh, my extensive knowledge of history really helps.
Where were we? Oh, I was doing deer flabbies.
You want to go on one of these stories?
Yeah, we'll do one more, see what happens.
Okay.
Serious question here, fat man.
All right.
So I went to a party a few weeks ago and met a gal there I really like. I have her number because she's in a group chat I'm in. She's older than me, and because of the virus, I don't really get to see her. How do I ask her out?
In the group chat, so everybody can laugh at you. Can't you just text her? Isn't that what kids do these days?
Send her a fucking Snapchat or something. I don't know. This is fucking stupid.
Send her a picture of your dick in the mail.
What's going on in the fucking country where you don't know how to ask a girl out?
So much. Like, the internet has destroyed any sense of, like, asking girls out in real life. They don't talk for real. Everything's over the internet now.
Okay, boomer.
You asked.
All right. Enough of the fucking deer flabbies.
Oh, my gosh.
They ruined it for me.
No. No, no. You want to take a deep breath? Take a reboot?
All right. Illegal prostate exams. New Jersey hypnotist arrested for giving illegal prostate exams to patients.
That's awesome. That's so much better than I thought it could be.
A New Jersey hypnotist was arrested after subjecting patients to illegal prostate exams. The Essex County Prosecutor's Office said patients would visit Robert Bruckner for hypnotherapy sessions and he would perform the exams. It is unclear if the patients were under hypnosis.
What? So the... That's so awesome.
I you know what? It's weird. I don't want to smoke anymore, but my ass hurts.
It says Bruckner, who is not a licensed doctor, owns major mindset hypnosis counseling. He offers services to adults, teens, and children. He's not a doctor, but he can stick his finger up your ass.
So if this whole thing, like, I don't know, do you go to college to become a hypnotist?
No.
How does that even happen?
I think I can just tell you right now, hey, Doug, you're a hypnotist now, and you can start practicing.
So I can start finger banging old guys?
Yes. What I want to know is, I didn't read this article, but is it prostate exams, or was he literally just fingering old guys' assholes?
I think that you can finger somebody in their butthole and just call it a prostate exam. I think that gets it away from...
There's no sex involved?
Yeah.
He was arrested, charged with sexual assault, endangering the welfare of a child, and practicing medicine without a license.
Now, wait a minute. Does that mean I can be arrested?
I think that you can finger somebody's asshole. Just don't say it was for medical purposes. This is just going to be purely pleasure.
Yeah, so I had it all wrong. I said that you could finger fuck anybody and call it a prostate exam. It turns out that's illegal.
You're going to jail.
If you finger fuck a stranger and tell them, look, this is not a prostate, I'm not a doctor.
Look, I'm not a doctor.
Why? You're holding chloroform over their mouth and shoving your finger up their ass. I'm not a doctor. Remember that as you go to sleep.
I don't want the extra charge of impersonating a doctor tacked on. Oh, my God. So it says that he was, what did it say? God damn it, I missed it. Charged with sexual assault, endangering the welfare of a child. So does that mean that he
was stopping the mail from going to a black kid's house?
Yep. That's kind of funny. Now, every time I hear somebody say that, that's what I'm going to think of. Oh, Jesus Christ. there's got to be some kind of a shirt design in there, right? Mailman stopping the throwing away somebody's welfare.
All right. Oh, my God. Okay. You want to pick the next story? You want me to?
Let's just go with the third one down, fourth one down. Let's see. One, two, three, four. Fourth one down.
I had an idea.
All right.
Just now.
Okay.
Normally, we talk about this shit off the show. I'm like, hey, what do you think about doing this? But we're trying to fill time. What? So, you know, we brought Ulysses on.
Yes.
And it went not
wonderfully.
Yeah, it was great. One of our best shows. So what if at the end of every episode, we bring on one person, like for our last article, we just bring on a random person to explore the story with us, whatever the story is.
I'm good with that. I think that's awesome. It could be really, really good or... Yeah, it's going to be really, really good. We're going with really, really good. It can only go well. Are we just going to take the first one, put the link out, and take the first person, or what?
I don't know. Do you want to do it now?
No. I mean, I don't know. Are you almost done?
Well, it's going on an hour.
Yeah. I don't have to go to work tonight, so I don't have to rush.
Oh, well, good for you.
Do you have to rush? Do you got to go?
Well, we could go do a reaction video or something.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Or maybe put some time into planning next week's fucking episode. What?
Why?
Is this on?
What fun would that be? It's the unpredictability that makes it fun.
Is it?
I think so.
So if unpredictability... Because you could have a really good show or a really bad show. And last week's show was as good as our first episode.
You're so funny. Do you think it was that bad? Come on. Come on, guy.
I don't know. I can't think of any that were worse. I mean, at least we got to talk to Ryan Long.
Well, that's funny. So I think that you have these glasses that you put on that like you look at a bad show that we just had as the worst one we've ever had. We've had way worse shows than last week.
Name one.
I can't even name any. Good or bad. Football butthole or something. Wasn't there like a football episode or something where he talked about football butts? Fucking remember. I barely remember last week's show.
Well, we could check the wiki.
how's that going for us?
So I was all excited because I thought that you could just go onto our wiki and type stuff and it would be on our wiki.
Sure. Is that not how it works?
You haven't even looked at it yet, have you?
I've looked at it, but I haven't tried to edit it.
You know why?
No.
Because it's fucking impossible. You got to be a goddamn computer programmer.
That sucks. I figured like wiki software would just make it easy, right?
I wrote Sly and I'm like, so I understand my age was speaking when I was talking to him. But I was trying to ask him, are you sure that people are going to know how to use this? Like, is it maybe just a me thing? I can't wrap my head around how it's supposed to work. No. Everybody knows how to do this. Okay.
All right. is that not true?
I don't know. I know I can't figure it out.
Does it not just give you a box to type in?
No.
Oh. Do you have to type in like Morse code or something?
Speaking of which, read this. It's not a super chat, but I would like you to read it anyway.
Okay. It says, Anthony is great. Doug sucks. But it says it in Spanish. You just don't know how to read Spanish.
I really thought you were going to go into like an Allah Akbar.
That's racist, man.
I wonder what it says. What do you think that says?
Ask him to translate it.
Can you? Translate his name so I can ask him.
Hey, Juan, can you translate what this says?
Mohab and Mabebheb. I hope it doesn't say, I'm going to come kill you.
I'm Secret Service is coming to your house now.
All right. Anyway, pick a story.
Dead mom. We're talking about your dead mom.
Okay. Dead mom it is. This ought to be good.
Uh-huh.
Pure evil.
Oh, boy.
Son, 47, who decapitated mom, 86, with an ornamental sword before dumping her head in freezer, is jailed for 19 years.
Only 19 years? Crazy.
Okay. Philip Tarver, 47, stabbed his mom, Angela, 86, while wearing a nightie at the family home.
Was he wearing the nightie or was she?
He was.
Okay.
His father, Colin, managed to disarm him when police arrived at the family home. Tarver emerged waving a small Union Jack flag and announced, "I surrender."
What the hell's a Union Jack flag?
The Confederate flag, the racist one.
Oh, I never heard it called that.
I was kidding when I called it racist, but.
No, you weren't. It's racist.
Is it?
I don't know. They say it is. I don't know what's racist anymore.
I always thought that it was racist.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody that I knew that, like, there's a guy we used to work with, and he proudly flies a Confederate flag in his garage because of his Southern roots.
Sure.
He's never been anywhere south of fucking Iowa.
Neither has any of his family.
But I just know that everybody in my life that has a Confederate flag tattoo is also racist. It's right? It's just like a coincidence.
I don't think it's a coincidence.
But then when I moved to North Carolina, black people fly Confederate flags. They have Confederate flag stickers. It's like a Southern pride thing.
I don't understand that.
But that changes the narrative. Like experiencing that firsthand in North Carolina, I can't get behind saying everybody that has a Confederate flag is racist.
Sure.
Unless you're a self-hating black guy.
So how about everybody that's not, doesn't have any kind of Northern roots? Why would you, if you don't have any Northern roots, other than it being racist, what's the point?
I mean, what's the point anyway? Like, even if you're from the South and your grandpappy's grandpappy was a fucking general in the Civil War.
Yeah.
You lost. Why? Who gives a fuck? Why are you flying the fucking flag? That's fucking stupid.
I don't know about that. Your heritage. Wow. Just because you don't agree, other people's heritage is important to them.
Right? No.
No.
Okay. So if you know anything, which you don't, right. If you know anything, okay. How long did the war last?
I don't know. The Civil War.
Okay. 6 months it is.
Right.
How long did they fly that flag?
I don't know. What's it been, like 400 years now?
No. You know, because that flag represents that the South and the ancestors and your.
You mean like before the war?
No, during the war.
6 months. I don't know. I'm assuming that flag started with the war, right? I don't fucking know.
Hold on. Update. Wait, guys. The Union Jack is the flag of the United Kingdom, not the Confederacy.
Nobody's going to make us look stupid. We didn't even have to read a comment to do that one. This is so awesome. God damn it, we're fucking morons. I think people should come to us for their news.
I don't know that I'm ready to end this Confederate flag talk, though, now that we're balls deep into it.
Wait, guys. Does that mean you want us to stop so we stop making a fool out of ourselves?
Have you ever watched a news story like on the news when you know what happened in real life? Like maybe it was an event that you were at and you're seeing it covered on the news.
Yep.
You know how when you're watching it, they always fuck something up.
Oh, yeah. Always. Every time.
Or have you ever been interviewed on the news?
Yes.
Okay. Did they cut you off mid-sentence and leave out like an important detail or something?
Oh no. They left the whole thing in where I told them how great it was that there was a porno shop coming in across the street from my work. They left it all in there.
You don't have that recorded, do you?
No. That would be so awesome if I did though.
So what I was getting at is I wonder if that's how people feel watching us because we never get anything right.
Do you think they come to us for that?
Yes.
Maybe we're the idiots then. Wait, no. They're the idiots for coming to us for that. So what the argument that you're making is if somebody lives in Mexico and they think my life sucks in Mexico, I want a better life for my kids. And then they like come to America, they go through the whole process of coming to America. And while they're packing their little knapsack on a stick or whatever, they throw a Mexican flag in there. Like, and then when they get here, they hang that Mexican flag in their window. You left there because it sucks. Why are you hanging a Mexican flag in your window? Not that I'm against it. It just doesn't make sense to me.
That is not anywhere near a good analogy to what I was talking about.
Why?
Okay. So the Confederate flag as we know it was never flown in war. It didn't come into existence till after the Civil War.
Okay.
So you are not talking about flying it to support your fucking great-great-grandpa or whatever the fuck it is. That's not even the flag that he fought under.
Okay. How do you know?
Because I'm not stupid. What do you mean, how do I know?
How do I know? I don't know. Because I don't know when the fucking flag came into existence. So you're telling me that you know the exact day the flag came into existence? Bullshit. I call bullshit. I'm saying that flag was there back before the Civil War even started.
Well, one of us is probably right.
I'm not defending it. I'm just saying that those are two things that I don't understand, but that happen all the time. So there's got to be something there, right? Okay. I mean, people emigrate to America from Mexico because it sucks there, and then they come here and fly a Mexican flag, right? That happens, right?
That's different.
But I'm asking you, does that happen?
Oh, I'm sure it does. They also buy fucking Silverados and put shiny stickers on them with the fucking crowns and shit. Every fucking Mexican drives a Silverado with shiny stickers on it.
It's the fuck does that have to do with anything? You just wanted to throw that out there, didn't you?
And they got long, and the Mexicans with the long cowboy boots. I don't understand that.
That's the style in Mexico.
But they're not in Mexico.
They're trying to bring that style to America.
Cartels are also the style in Mexico. That doesn't mean that we want that shit here.
I do. Cut my head off, please. So
be careful.
I know, right? So what's those things that they put on the side that look like little fingers on the side of your tires? Curb feelers. I think all cars should be equipped with curb feelers all the time. Do they even make those anymore?
Oh, fuck. I forgot all about curb feelers. Those things were awesome.
I know. Did you ever have them on any of your cars?
Fuck no, I didn't have them.
I want curb feelers and a big set of rims to keep spinning when you stop your car.
But the Walmart kind, not the good ones.
Well, yeah, of course. The kind that look like plastic.
When you stop, they just kind of rock. They don't spin.
Even better. Yeah, because the real ones cost like $2,000. We should bring back curb feelers.
Last update on the flag. The original flag of the Confederacy was the single star of the Bonnie Blue, similar to the flag of Somalia, except with a darker blue. Thank you, Luke DeDuke.
I'm so confused.
I think Luke appears to have some
flag knowledge. Yeah.
So maybe we do like a history corner with Luke DeDuke.
Works for me. Just random history facts about Somalia. For all our Somalian listeners. So is that all we got out of this article? The lady got her head cut off and we're going to argue about the Confederate flag.
Okay. fuck. I forgot where I was at. Officers found Miss Tarver's head in the. Okay. He emerged waving a small Union Jack flag, which for those of you that don't know, is not the Confederate flag.
Right.
And announced, "I surrender." Officers found Miss Tarver's head in the freezer and her dismembered finger in the kettle. Psychiatrists found Tarver was not mentally ill, but he denied murder and shamelessly blamed his father, who sat at the back of the court with his head in his hands. Idiot.
How did they determine that he's not mentally ill? How do you, like...
Don't you think that it should be automatic? If you cut your mom's head off, you should automatically get at least be highly suspected of not being right in the head.
So, okay. My opinion, That's not totally correct. If you're in a fit of rage, something happens, your mom's head gets cut off accidentally, whatever. But when you go from that point, you take her head and put it in the freezer. That's the point where you're insane. Or and then you cut off her finger and then you put it in the fucking tea kettle. You are insane at that point.
And you put on a nightie.
Yeah, exactly. And you put on a nightie.
So are you comfortable saying, and I think I might be, I don't know, I haven't got there yet. But
okay.
So let's say every time this happens, anytime that you cut off your mom's head and you put her pinky in the tea kettle and then you put on her nightgown, you automatically get insanity and you go to the special hospital.
Yes.
Are you willing to let the people slip through who cut off their mom's head because they're assholes and then cut her finger off and put it in the tea kettle and wear her nightie because they know they'll get special treatment?
What do you mean slip through? Slip through what?
Like, let's say that that's the rule. If you do all three of them things, you automatically don't go to prison. You go to the nut hut.
Yes.
Now, if I know that, then I'm going to, if I kill my mom, then I'm going to cut off her head, put it in the freezer, cut off her finger, put it in the tea kettle and put on her nightgown just to avoid prison. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, you're still going to a mental health ward. What? You're not near me or anybody else that you can cut their head off. I don't care. What difference does it make to me where you go? Away from me is all that matters.
Do you want them to get psychiatric help or do you want them to make our fucking furniture, asshole?
Do they not make furniture in psychiatric wards?
No.
Oh.
But if we follow your line of fucking thought, everybody's going to go to the nut hut and nobody's going to make our slap chops.
Damn it. Fucking forgot about slap chops. All right. Prison for everybody. The crazies can make the slap chops over here. We'll have a separate wing of the prison for the crazies. No more mental health wards. We can just train the guards to deal with mental health issues. How about that?
Your mother was particularly vulnerable. She was frail, elderly, had limited speech and limited mobility. You dismembered her body.
I hope I never have to say that to my kids.
Colin Tarver said she was a devoted wife and grandmother. Despite having a severe stroke in 91, she was determined to carry on as normal a life as possible. Over the years, she became more and more disabled, but carried on despite this. I have lost my best friend and the love of my life.
All right.
Oh, this is horrible.
okay.
Miss Tarver suffered a stroke in 91 and had difficulty talking and used a Zimmer frame.
What the hell's a Zimmer frame?
Is hey, that like Luke Duke, what the fuck's a Zimmer frame?
I think it's like a Confederate flag, isn't it? She couldn't talk, so whenever black people walked by, she just held up the flag.
Oh, it's a fucking walker.
Oh, why don't they just say that? God. Fucking foreign people.
And used a walker. Her son was one of the two surviving children after a sister died in 99, and he had lived at home all of his life.
Oh, what an asshole.
His brother labeled him a scrounger, but Tarver got his father to pay for a bottle of vodka and six beers the night before the killing. The following morning, he came down the stairs hungover and wearing a woman's nightgown and began to spring clean.
Mom's head's dirty.
He pulled the wires of the television from the wall, annoying his father because Mr. and Mrs. Tarver wanted to watch Bargain Hunt. Mr. Tarver shouted at his son, and he stormed into the kitchen where his mother was having a cup of tea. After he plugged the TV back in, Mr. Tarver heard a scream from the kitchen where his wife had been drinking the tea. He ran into the room and found his wife lying on her back. Seconds later, he was confronted by his son, brandishing the 12-inch blood-stained ornamental sword, shouting, "I'm going to kill you." His dad struggled with his son and then ran out of the house to call the police. When his father had left the house, Tarver cut off his mother's head and put it in an Angry Birds box before placing it in the freezer.
That's awesome. It's a big box. Oh, my God.
Maybe she has a small head.
Maybe. Oh, my God. He told police, "I'm sorry for killing her. Fucking hell. I must repent for my sins." Doesn't work that way, asshole.
What's an Angry Birds box?
I don't know. Maybe they don't even really mean the game. Maybe they just had a really angry bird. It's an angry bird's box.
Oh, but well, they call a walker a Zimmer frame. Maybe an Angry Birds box is like for a microwave or something.
For shoes. It's for shoes. That's what we call a shoe box in Australia or Newfoundland or whatever this place is called.
Imagine being like the CEO of Angry Birds Incorporated and you're just trying to get all this good publicity and you're just doing your little bit to help the world while making money at the same time.
Of course.
And this fucking dickhead's got to cut off his mom's head and
put it in one of your boxes.
It would be cool if he would have wrapped it in like a Who's Right t-shirt.
Nope, never mind.
Be careful.
Yep. Why is there outhouses outside of their house? If you look at like the last picture of this.
Porta potties.
Yeah, why?
How long do you think it takes to clean up one of them fucking crime scenes after you cut off somebody's fucking head?
I don't know.
Well, they got to have some place to piss.
Does the house not have plumbing? When your head gets cut off, your plumbing stops working?
It's an active crime scene. They always take porta potties to crime scenes.
Now you're just making shit up.
Yeah, I know.
You said it with sincerity, so I mean, maybe it's true. I don't fucking know.
All right. We done?
Yeah, are we bringing somebody on or what?
Fuck me, man. That always means more work for me. And you know it's going to be one of the same three fucking people that always come on.
How about somebody that we've never had on?
All right.
How about Luke DeDuke? Have we had him on?
Invite. Copy. So I what? Just put it in Discord?
Sure. That we're gonna have 40 people in the background.
Oh, please.
All right.
Can't you talk or something?
Yeah, of course I can. We have a podcast. You know I can talk.
I want Dave to come on.
Dave, really? Yeah. We never had him on before.
Why'd you say really?
Well, I mean, we were looking for somebody that's never been on before.
All right. Dave, if you are in the chat, be the first to click. Ready? Go.
Let's see how many people we get in the background here.
All right. First one on. First one in. Nobody? All right.
Nobody?
See you later, everybody.
No takers? What store are we going to talk about?
Let's get that lined up.
I really want to talk about this Yelp thing.
Then I guess we'll do the Yelp one.
All right. Did you read it? All right.
New consumer alert on Yelp takes firm stance against racism. Well, good.
Good.
I'm against racism.
Me too.
All right. Nobody's coming on.
Nope. Nobody's coming on.
All right. It's Luke DeDuke. Oh, fuck. Hold on a second.
Wait.
How you doing?
Hello.
How's it going?
It's going pretty good. How about you guys?
I'm doing really well. You don't look like a Luke. You don't look like a guy that knows about flags either.
The fuck are you talking about? He looks just like Tom Wolpat.
Who's Tom Wolpat?
Luke Duke, motherfucker.
I got nothing.
Hold it. All right. Now I got to look this shit up. He looks just like Tom Wolpat.
I don't know who that is.
Luke Duke.
I don't know who that is either.
From the Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, okay.
There's no way that this is a coincidence that you named yourself Luke DeDuke and you look just like Luke Duke and you didn't know who Luke Duke was.
You're like the only person who even knows who the actor who played Luke Duke was.
I just named myself that because that's what my dad called me when I was a little kid.
You know why? Because you're Luke Duke.
How old are you?
I'm 25 now.
All right. I've got a whole screen full of pictures of Tom Wolpat trying to find a good one.
Oh, okay. Try to get one with him with headphones on.
All right, this one will work again.
All right.
God, he was a sexy man.
Oh, thanks.
I think he's hitting on you.
Well, I'm trying to find one with him with a mustache, but his only ones with mustaches are when he's old. But you look like young.
Fuck. None of this is working out for you.
What was the name again? I'll look it up myself.
Yeah, that would have been easier.
John Williamson.
Don Williamson. I could kind of see it.
Tom Wolpat.
I couldn't remember what you said.
All right, everybody, look at Tom. Look up Tom Wolpat and tell me that he doesn't look like Tom Wolpat.
I don't know, maybe in like 50 years.
No, but young Tom. Look, fuck me.
None of this is working out for you, for real. What do you do for a living, Tom?
I'm actually a maintenance worker for Costco.
Really? Love Costco.
All right.
Do you love how in the store they change the aisles every time, so you got to search around?
Yeah. It's one of my favorite things. I was just telling my wife. One of my favorite things in life is searching Costco.
You're welcome.
Oh, that's you that does that?
Okay. Enough of that shit. I'm done with the Tom Wolpat shit. All right. What was the story? Yelp, right?
Yeah, Yelp.
Okay, so here's the premise. We're going to read a story, and you're going to pretend like you've been part of the show the entire run of it. So it's not an interview. You're just hanging out with us, and we're talking about racism. Got it?
Oh, I love racism.
And how Costco is racist.
Yeah, you can throw that out there if you want. We'll let you do that.
Do they have Hennessy at Costco?
Actually, yes.
Then they're not racist.
My coworker's forklift, he has a big cardboard cutout of a Hennessy that he took off of like a billboard or whatever and has it like taped on the battery of it.
Cool.
Cool.
You're not, hey.
Diversity.
You are not going to Ulysses us as hard as you try. All right, Anthony, this is your story. You kick it off. I don't know where it's going.
New consumer alert on Yelp takes firm stance against racism. Let's see here. When we notice, this is from the top of the article, when we notice an unusual spike in activity on a business's Yelp page, our team of moderators will investigate and temporarily disable content as we place an alert on the business's page to warn users that some of these reviews may not be based on the firsthand experience. Here's what we'll do when an incident involving racism occurs. We'll default to a general public attention alert to inform consumers if someone's associated with the business was accused of or the target of racist behavior. We will only escalate to a business accused of racism alert when there's resounding evidence of egregious racist actions from a business owner or employee, such as overtly using racial slurs or symbols. And the alert will always link to a news article from a credible media outlet so users can learn more. So basically
this is good.
When someone goes to your business and accuses your business of racism, Yelp is going to put an alert on your page that says that your business was accused of racism. And you think that's a good thing?
No, that's not what it says.
It says exactly what it says.
No, that's not what it says. You're looking at it wrong. What it's saying is, if a business has a huge influx of attention, then they'll put it on there, and it'll mute all the other bullshit. So, like, you know why all that shit's being on there, and they'll escalate it to a business accused of racist behavior alert, as opposed to the public attention alert, only after they have enough evidence to back up their claim to prove that this business owner was in fact racist for that thing.
Oh, what?
I think you should get notifications. Everybody on their phone should get notifications every time somebody's accused of being racist in a store.
Everywhere across the whole country.
Yes.
Even like those Amber Alert type things?
Yes. Genius. We should start an app where it just sends out an alert every time somebody's racist. That's our app.
And we'll call it an Afro Alert.
Genius.
It plays the theme from Superfly, and it says you have an Afro Alert.
What's Superfly?
Look it up.
This is so awesome. What's Superfly? Oh, God. I was thinking the theme from Shaft. How about that? What Shaft is what you were supposed to say. You're supposed to go along with the joke there.
Hang on, I'm looking up what Superfly is. Give me a second.
Okay.
If you don't understand the references that we make, why do you listen to us?
You guys remind me of my dad and uncle.
That was sweet.
Which one's the uncle?
Which one's Flabby?
Touche.
All right. Well,
but mostly just because you guys are just genuinely make me laugh.
You have no idea what we're talking about, but we make you laugh. That's cool.
He said Afro alert.
Pretty much.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's awesome.
Okay. Do you by chance know how to make an app?
Do I look Asian to you?
Kinda.
Well, I am half, actually.
See?
Okay, is there anybody out there listening that can make us an Afro Alert app?
What do you think it costs them to have an app made? It couldn't be that much. They only charge 99 cents for them. Couldn't cost that much. I want to meet your dad and your uncle.
Me or him?
I don't give a fuck about your dad.
Any interest in having my son on the show?
Yes. As long as it's a no hold bars, I can ask him whatever I want.
Oh, you can ask him whatever you want. I don't give a shit.
All right, cool. Yeah, have him on. Get him on right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Is he my age? Can I make a new friend?
Yeah, he's a little older than you, but not much.
What state do you live in?
California.
Are you on fire?
I actually live in the one part of California where it's just perfect, minus all of the smoke from the surrounding areas. But right now, like, the smoke cleared up, blue skies, not too bad.
We live in a shit show, man.
Do you like living in California?
It's very ethnic. But yeah, I enjoy it.
Is that like Mexicans or blacks?
No, Mexicans.
No, Mexicans.
Well, there's blacks. If I had a nickel every time people thought I was a Mexican, I'd have a lot of nickels. I don't actually keep counts, but I've heard it frequently.
So,
and especially whenever people just walk up and start speaking Spanish.
Awesome. So is your, how Asian are you? Is your mom Asian or your dad Asian?
I'm mestizo. Mom's Filipino. My dad's just American.
Did he find her in the war?
I found someone in the war.
That was a serious question.
It was a serious question.
You always look like you're getting ready to cry.
I get that a lot.
Hey, Mexican, what's wrong with you? You look similar to that Indian that is upset about the littering.
Is that another reference to?
You never know. You don't know the Indian with the tear in his eye because their land's polluted.
Oh, that's I think that was from a meme.
No, nope, it sure was not.
I remember that actor was actually just an Italian though.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, he wasn't never, Indian.
Oh, that's hilarious. Poor Indians can't even catch a break.
All right, you ready to wrap this up?
Oh, my God. Yeah, sure. Why not?
All right. Bye. Thank you, Luke, for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Have a good night.
See ya.
All right. I'm going to end this show, and then we're going to do something else.
Bye.
Bye.